first, we go around the NHL, brought to you by Crystal Glass. Your windshield is more than just a piece of glass, and if cracked or improperly installed, the consequences can be severe. Learn more at crystalglass.ca/safety. The Oilers taking on the red hot Anaheim Ducks. Winners of six in a row. They are 13-1-1 in their last 15. Eh, not bad. Oilers, in case you're wondering, are 1-8-1 in their last 10. Yeah! So, I think it's two teams on the vastly different train tracks right now. As Josh Brewster, host of the postgame show for the Anaheim Ducks, joins us. Josh, how are you?
Doing well, Jason. How you doing?
Oof. Well, hey, man, I wish I was as hot as the Anaheim Ducks right now. They completely turned their season around recently.
Yeah, they certainly have, and I think that the mentality has changed. It's really, it's Getzlaff and Kessler putting the team on their shoulders and then leading the way, and it's exactly what needed to happen. The leadership wasn't coming through for the first 30 games of the season, and, you know, now it is. So things have changed dramatically, and, you know, it really is a matter of what's between the ears. I'm really glad the coach was not fired over this. I think they'd be in a lot worse shape even if they brought in a good coach, you know, to supplant an already good coach, you know. So at least they didn't blame the coach, and Getzlaff and Kessler have put the team on their shoulders. And Corey Perry's been good all year pretty much, so. I think it's really the mentality.
Now, they have added David Perron. They split up their offense. Perry and Getzlaff have been apart, and it's definitely worked. But right now, I see Mike Santorelli on the right wing on the second line with Getzlaff. And then I see Nick Ritchie, a young kid who's on the second line on the left wing, who really hasn't produced. Do they need like a more of an offensive right winger to play with Getzlaff than Santorelli?
Well, you know, they had Chris Stewart, who was converting his chances. I wonder if they'll go for a left wing. I think that at the trade deadline, if they do anything, I would think of a guy like Louis Erickson, perhaps. They've got to get some help on the left side. You're right with regard to Ritchie being green and Santorelli being more of a depth charge. But I think that there's a winger at play here. There's got to be at least one. You know, the Ducks do have quite a number of defensemen who they could deal. I know they don't want to deal any prospect like Ritchie or Shea Theodore or Jacob Larson or Brandon Montour. So you've got to wonder about the future of Fowler or Vatanen or Lindholm. And those are pretty lofty names right there. So it would have to be somebody pretty substantial in return if the Ducks were to do something, yeah. But on the wing, yeah, that's where it needs to happen.
What's the timeline on Stewart?
Oh, it's still got to be at least four more weeks for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Depending on the speed of his recovery, it's going to be a while. I mean, and that's unfortunate that it happened in a fight, you know. But yeah, he was actually converting his chances, and he and Perron were playing very well with Getzlaff. So it's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, I look at David Perron and just his style of play with the character of that Ducks team overall, you know, got a few agitators, you know, they like to play rugged. It just seems a good fit for his on-ice persona.
Yeah, you know, and he, I'll tell you, he was really looking for a career reboot, and he's a guy who is good positionally. He can get to the tough areas of the ice and wait for his opportunities, and the guy he replaced, Carl Hagelin, in all fairness, he did a good job on the penalty kill, and he's got a lot of speed. But he overskated the puck quite a bit, and Perron has the ability to lurk in the right areas of the ice. And, you know, he's done it before, and even though he's had a couple of down seasons along the way, this is still a guy who did not score 20 goals three times by accident. And I'm really, you know, happy to see that he's meshed very well with Getzlaff, and I'm very happy to have him. You know, I thought it was a different Alan Walsh client, maybe Jonathan Drouin coming in. But it turned out it was Perron, and he's done everything that they've asked him to do, and he's also been tough along the boards. And he's not the biggest guy. He's not going to play the biggest man's game, but he is willing to play a gritty game or at least go to tougher areas of the ice. And you know where the goals come from. It comes from the slot.
You look at the Ducks defense, and they've got lots of depth on the defense at the NHL and even in the minors. Do you see that, like, Vatanen and Lindholm, they don't have the contract negotiations yet. There's been a lot of speculation that, they wouldn't deal either one now, but likely maybe Vatanen in the summer. Is that what you potentially see happening, that they might deal Vatanen then to get, to get a legitimate top six winger?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, depending on the name of the guy who's coming back, I would not be surprised if it happened now.
Okay.
This is a club whose window is only going to be open for so long, and had to put the fear of God into everybody around the organization the way that they opened their season. You know, you've got to be thinking, hey, we've lost three straight game sixes and game sevens. Is our window closing? And now you're like, look, if they have a winger in mind who they really like and they have to pay a steep price in terms of Lindholm or Vatanen, and by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if they re-sign both of them. But if they had to pay a steep price of Fowler, Vatanen, or Lindholm, I wouldn't be surprised if they did it because, you know, they've lost to the Kings, they've lost to the Blackhawks, and now, you know, this is it. I mean, your moment's not going to be here for that long. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled the trigger on something big. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, that would be interesting because I'm telling you, man, there'd be a lot of teams lining up for Sammy Vatanen. And, you know, Oilers fans' ears perk up when they hear that because the Oilers fans look and say, wow, we got some wingers who can score. You know, Vatanen. Now, when I look at his minutes and his matchups, you know, he's a guy who he doesn't play the tough matchups. Is it realistic to say that he's probably, you know, more likely as a second pair guy? Like that's where he's going to be. You know, I don't necessarily see him as a first pairing defender.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, at the same time, you're going to pull a lot of you know important matchups even from that position. And his willingness to rush the puck is pretty huge. And his confidence is sky high. And that as you know is a big part of his game. And so you know for the Ducks to deal away a piece like that, I mean you've got some guys in Edmonton who you know who would look awfully good in a Ducks uniform. You know, and if they were to cough up a guy like Vatanen, you know, for goodness sake, I mean, that would come at a very high price because this is a guy, I mean, he's a leading scorer from the blue line and he can really motor and that confidence can't be bottled. I mean, you either have it or you don't. And so these are some pretty lofty names, but, you know, I'm sure Bob Murray has some pretty lofty names in mind with regard to what he would want. And also remember, he and his predecessor, Brian Burke, go to the school of trade deadline day is often some of the biggest mistakes made day, you know, and you can make a lot of very big mistakes on trade deadline day, and you have to be very prudent. But then, as you said yesterday, the price has to be reasonable for whatever's coming in, you know. So I think it's going to be a very interesting day for the Ducks, I think, because they're primed to do something, but they're not primed to just do anything or do something for the sake of doing something.
Josh Brewster joins us, post-game host for the Anaheim Ducks, of course, who are rolling, taking on the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Oilers going in the exact opposite direction, 1-8-1 in their last 10 games. Did play a solid game last night in Los Angeles. Couldn't beat Jonathan Quick. The goaltending situation has been an ongoing question in Anaheim. Anderson, Gibson, Josh, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. If you had to pick one to move forward with as the goalie, who do you pick?
I go with John Gibson to start. You mean like to start the playoffs?
Yeah. Well, no, like because I'm assuming that they're not going to both be here like next year. Like, yeah. So if it's Gibson now, then it's Gibson in the future too for you.
Well, yes, but then again, your assumption that they won't both be here in the future might be mistaken. I believe that at their age, I think it's entirely conceivable that the organization would actually go with both. And I know that might be hard to believe, but for at least another year, if I'm Bob Murray, I don't mind having a tandem in there. And I don't think Gibson has proven enough to where you're just going to give him 70 games. But it's a very interesting question. And I think that, you know, I think it's entirely conceivable that they do sign up both of them. I know that sounds crazy, but I wouldn't be surprised. It certainly has help the Ducks to have both through this season. And, you know, I don't know if Gibson is even at the point in his career where he can say, I have to be the guy who does 65 to 70 games. And not so sure Anderson is either. But that'll be a real interesting one. And he mentioned that it'll be an interesting summer. I think it's a tough decision with regard to who you're going to play if the club makes the playoffs, which they likely will. But I could see Boudreaux going with either. Me personally, I love a good competition in the net. I love a tandem, but I know my thinking is kind of in the minority.
Yeah, well, no, I get the tandem factor. I'm sure those two young goalies are like, hey, wait a sec. You know what? I want to get the money. I want to get the playing time.
Well,
they're going to want that.
See, though, we'll see. You know, we'll see who gets what. You know, if you can make a nice offer to Anderson, the Ducks only have about $2 million in their net at the NHL level right now. And, excuse me, depending on what happens with Vatanen and Lindholm, you could say, hey, let's spend $7 million on our nets for the next year. And if we need to deal away Frederik Andersen toward the trade deadline next year, we could do that. Why make a decision now? You know, you've seen these guys get injured, and it's entirely conceivable that they'll pull at Dallas Stars and throw a whole bunch more money at the goaltending position because they're kind of getting away with one this year, not spending that much.
Josh, enjoy the game tonight. Oilers obviously pushing a boulder up a hill tonight against the red-hot Anaheim Ducks. We'll see if they don't get overwhelmed.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, the Oilers, when the Oilers decide to make a when Chiarelli decides to put some stock in some veteran guys, then the Oilers are going to catch a tread. To me, they've been investing in too much youth for too long. We'll see what Chiarelli does, but he's been a very interesting guy lately with what he has to say, so I think it's going to be an interesting Monday for the Oilers.
Oh, yeah, Monday or the summer. Trust me, moves are coming. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's just a matter of who.
Time for some veterans. Time for some old guys.
Who and when, for sure.
Time for some old guys.
You betcha. Appreciate your time. Josh Brewster, post-game host for the Anaheim Ducks.